Good evening, and welcome this evening as we gather together on this holy night to celebrate and to remember that light, the light of Christ, has come into the world of darkness. And we gather this evening of rejoicing and in hope, celebrating our Lord together tonight. And we invite you, and I'm glad you were here this evening, and we invite the Lord's presence, Emmanuel, to join us tonight as we have come together to worship on this very special night. And this night, as we do of lessons and carols, reminding us of what this evening is about. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this holy and special night. As we gather this evening in your presence, thanking you for coming to us and bringing light into our darkness and bringing hope and salvation. We thank you, Father, for sending your Son. And we thank you, Jesus, for being willing to lay aside your glory and to come to this earth, to give your life for us, the greatest gift, wrapping yourself in human flesh and coming to us so that we can have that relationship with you. Tonight we celebrate, tonight we remember, and we thank you, Lord, for that night that has changed us and that night that has changed the world. So we invite your Holy Spirit this evening into this place as we worship you together, as we celebrate, and as we share together in proclaiming the light that we have received through you. And we ask that you would be glorified, that your Holy Spirit, Lord, would draw us close to you and lead us in worship this evening together. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. As we begin our service, we're going to go through our service unannounced. For those who are participating, just ask you to come up at your proper time. But I will announce the hymns as we sing and ask you to stand together as we begin our service by joining together and singing, O Come, All You Faithful. We have come together to worship him tonight. Let's adore him, Christ the Lord. God has called us into his presence tonight to worship him. Let's lift up praise to him tonight. Thank you.
going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 9, starting in verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nations and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For in the days of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning. He will fuel the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
Continue our worship. Come, thou long expected Jesus, as the prophets look forward to the day that Messiah would come. Tonight we celebrate the consolation of Israel is here.
Isaiah the prophet continues to share of the coming Messiah, not only the first, but also life under the second advent. Isaiah 11, beginning at verse 1. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. I will neither harm nor destroy on my holy mountain, for the Lord, or the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters would cover the sea. And in that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. Look forward to that day of his advent. I trust that you do as well. Just a moment to get ready here. I'd like to share with you a song that may not be well known to you. It is a Getty song, Keith and Kristen, and it's called Joy Has Dawned. It has a number of choruses that speak of things that deal with the birth of Christ, but also of things that are yet to come. Joy has dawned upon the world, promised from creation. God's salvation now unfurled, hope for every nation. Not with fanfares from above, not with scenes of glory, but a humble gift of love, Jesus born of Mary. Sounds of wonder fill the sky with the songs of angels as the mighty Prince of Life shelters in a stable. Hands that set each star in place shake the earth in darkness. Cling now to a mother's breast, vulnerable and helpless. Shepherds bow before the Lamb, gazing at his glory. Gifts of men from distant lands prophesy a story. Go, the King is born today. Incense God is with us. For his death will make a way. In his blood he'll win us. Son of Adam, son of Eve, given as a ransom, reconciling God to man, Christ our mighty champion. What a Savior, what a friend, what a glorious mystery. Once a babe in Bethlehem, now the Lord of history. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in
Good evening. We will again listen to a few scripture from Isaiah, 40th chapter. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed. She has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice is calling. Clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. And let the rough ground become a plain, and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Way in the manger. Let's join together as we sing.
Micah 5, verses 2 through 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth and from of old, from everlasting. Therefore he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall abide, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. And this one shall be peace.
Star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way
I'll be reading from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 5. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried in the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come.
I'll be reading from Luke chapter 2. Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
I'll be reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as had been told to them.
As we continue our worship, we celebrate tonight the birthday of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Join together in singing this beautiful Christmas carol. I'll be reading from John's Gospel, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, where the scripture declares that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made that was without was made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light, but he came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, He gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And the Word of God, who created everything, who spoke this world into existence by his power, became flesh and was laid in a manger. And that's what we celebrate. And he gave up all that glory for you and for me so that we could come to know him. And that is expressed in this next hymn we're going to sing. Thou didst leave thy throne. Tonight we gather together, and it indeed is a holy and special night. And the world has witnessed many nights since this world was created by God. Many of those nights passed without anything remarkable ever taking place. Other nights saw profound changes in history take place, such as on April 14th, 1865, America went to bed thankful that the long bloody war between the states was finally over. America woke up the next morning to discover that President Abraham Lincoln had been assassinated. On December 6, 1941, America went to bed watching war spread across Asia and Europe, and thankful that for the time being, America was being left out of the conflict. They awoke to the next morning of the news of a surprise Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, and to the awareness that avoiding war was no longer a possibility. On June 5, 1944, the world went to bed wondering if Adolf Hitler and his Nazi armies would be defeated and the people of Europe delivered from his iron grip. The world awoke to the next day of the news of the Allied invasion at Normandy and D-Day. The nights that I mentioned just brought about radical changes to the world. But other nights have brought about incredible circumstances to pass, and the world failed to notice. One such night is this night, the night Jesus was born. The night Jesus was born was an ordinary night from a human standpoint. The shepherds were watching their sheep. The people in the villages of Israel were asleep after the wilderness weariness of another long day and hard day of work. In Jerusalem, the high priests and the other men of religious power slept as though it was through any other night. King Herod had no idea that his kingdom was about to be invaded by the true king. A new king was about to be revealed. And the world over, people drift off to sleep that night, not knowing that God was transacting business, eternal business, that very night that was going to change the rest of the history forever. They did not know that the Savior was being born in Bethlehem. That night, the night that Jesus was born, a holy night, had all the appearances of just being another common night in Bethlehem and in the world. Many had missed it. But yet the events of that night that occurred was unlike any other night in human history. And we're here tonight because of it. It has changed us. And it changed the world. Because that night was a night that heaven came to earth. Heaven came to earth through Christ himself who was born and was wrapped in that manger. The Word of God who wrapped himself in human flesh and tabernacled and dwelled among us. So that we could see the glory of God. Heaven came down to us so that we could be lifted up to him. And that is what we celebrate tonight on this special night. It was also a night that light came into the darkness. When the darkness was shattered, when the light of the angels that appeared on the hillside, bringing fear at first to the shepherds, but that glorious sight of the great news that the Savior had been born. And the darkness was changed to light, and the darkness of sin was now going to be taken away through the coming of the light, the Son of God, who was born to us. It was the night when God himself became man. It was a night that was the combination that all of God had planned from the beginning of time and sending his Son to bring redemption to a fallen world. No, it was not an ordinary night. It was a holy night. But it was a night that changed us. And it was a night that changed the world forever. Many that first Christmas missed it. The chief priests, the rulers, they had no idea what was happening. And today, as we celebrate tonight and gather in this holy night, there's still many around us that are missing what this night is about. And don't realize the change of significance that happened when Jesus was born. Not an ordinary night whatsoever. And tonight as we go into the candlelight service, we go in to proclaim and to celebrate the fact that the light that has come to change us. And tonight we take our light from the center candle, the white one, taller than all the others, which represents Christ himself. And you see that it's white, representing his purity. And he who is the light of the world came to bring that light to us. And we light our lights this evening in testimony of the fact that we have received the light of Christ. that we know him and we have received that light and we are proclaiming that, that just as Jesus was that light, dispelling the darkness of sin, so we are called as well to be the light in the world around us. So I'd ask you to take your candle if you have them. And as we prepare for the candlelight service, as we prepare to receive and proclaim that truth of the light of Christ who has come to bring darkness, to bring and dispel the darkness from our life. And Ralph, if you want to begin to play a little bit. Originally, A Silent Night was sung. It was sung by guitar because at first Christmas Eve, whenever they went to sing it, the organ was out and it was sung by guitar that first night. And in proclamation of that again, we're declaring the light. So light, everybody have your lights lit as we proclaim the light of the world that has come to us and joining together in singing Silent Night. Ralph's going to lead us in this one.
Silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Silent night, the light came into the world, and it spread first the news to the shepherds, who then took it to others, and they returned telling and glorifying God and telling others what they had heard and seen. And tonight we go into the darkness, but we take the light of Christ with us. his light burning brightly in us and those of us that know him. And we take that light to the darkness. And as we gather around with our family and friends tomorrow, proclaiming and sharing the light of Christ, that we are the light of the world, and letting that light shine brightly. So may it shine brightly, the light of Christ shine brightly through you as you celebrate his coming this week. And you may extinguish your candles. And we do want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas. Rekindle the flame within us so that it won't flicker. And we take the light out, but we still carry that light of Christ with us. And the light of Christ and igniting that love through us as we go from here. And we wish you all a Merry Christmas as you celebrate tomorrow. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you, Father, for this special and holy night, that we could gather together again this evening and just remember and celebrate the joy that comes because of you, that you brought light into our dark world. You chased away the sin through your own death on the cross for us. And you have given us that relationship and that joy with you. Lord, as we go from here, we go rejoicing. We're looking forward to celebrating tomorrow. And Lord, carrying that light within us. And so Lord, may your love and your light be seen brightly in us this week and wherever we are. Dismiss us with your blessing and your peace as we celebrate with joy and thanksgiving that night that changed us and that night that changed the world through the coming of your Son. Dismiss us with his blessing and peace and joy. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed. Have a Merry Christmas and have a wonderful day.